This is the technical difficulties, and we've all been on an adventure, and none of us know what the others have been up to. We all went out with a single camera, and that was it. We have seen Matt do ceramics. We've seen Gary cook bacon on a steam engine.
Gets in the way of a steam engine. Yeah, yeah.
We've seen me drive a Zamboni. Chris.
I was a bit like Matt, but sort of one step further on, where I wanted to learn something that I wanted to learn or have it demystified at the very least. And again, on your dime seemed like the ideal. Wait, so thank you for helping me try and leave my humdrum day-to-day career in long-term goals. This was the tiniest step in the right direction.
Oh, God, he's done a three-year degree in astrophysics, hasn't he?
That'd be very impressive in the last 3 months.
I'll have
well, you could have started it.
Yeah.
This is Simon from TC Engineering, I guess. I'm using Tom's money to learn to weld, and he's going to show me, and I get a bicycle pannier rack out of it either way. So,
I got a jump chute as well.
Does that mean I can't do that? Because that was also on my list.
So that was Simon. He was lovely. Another expert, 30 years on the job, so many more than his 10,000 hours. Remarkably patient for a man who's not a teacher. So you spent, what, £3.50?
More or less, yeah.
I crossed the border on foot.
Wow. Just a sec. So none of us have used any of the budget on travel.
No. We could have gone anywhere.
You went from Yorkshire to Yorkshire.
I did.
You went from London to South London. I went from London to North London.
And I went from an undisclosed location to a shed nearby.
What are we going to do?
Right then, well, I'll start you off with MIG, because MIG's right. The easiest one. The job we're actually doing is probably ticked.
Oh, God, you've been finer.
Yeah, it's right. Quite tricky. But I think if I start you up with a bit of MIG, that's like the basics of welding.
Hang on. What's TIG then?
TIG is turbo soldering.
Turbo soldering?
MIG's the one I'm going to do.
Right.
And you get a big thing, and it puts out argon, and it puts out heat, and the argon stops everything reacting wrongly, and then a little stick of metal comes out, and that's what you melt and you hold it together.
Wow.
I'm going to level with you. I'm scared.
This is one I've made up, but I've not welded it fully, because I thought
it's just tacked.
You could have a go.
So then you know this is right, your drawing.
Sorry, you sent in a drawing of the pannier rack you wanted.
Yes, yeah. I did him a technical drawing in paint.
Not only have you had a go at something you wanted to do, you've also got a product you didn't want to buy out of both of them at the same time.
And it's handmade as well.
I have the one.
We both have products. They had experiences. This was like 45 seconds on a Zamboni machine.
I spent the whole morning surrounded by fire bacon sandwiches and came away with something that's now bolted to my bike and I used to go shopping. I got airborne with it the other day and lost my bag of coffee.
Do you know, when I drew that, I was like, oh, I'll just draw it. I'll accept any way to get it on that bit of flat tab. And then you've perfectly...
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a pie cut, is it? Because it's not over the diameter, but that's... I'm absolutely made up. That's mega.
So that goes on there like that.
Shame it's going to be an idiot like me welding it. Oh, I wasted my life not learning how to make stuff.
Hopefully get you trained up to make that.
Buzz that one up.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So he's just laid out all the pieces.
Yes, so what he'd done, so I sent him this diagram, and then he took the drawing, cut everything, designed a jig that would hold it in place, welded the jig up, etc., etc., etc. So like I say, I wasted my life not learning to do that.
And that's part of, from what I understand, is part of the skill of this kind of work, because the jig's process is you have to make a thing to help you make the thing.
Yeah, it's.
Because you can't hold it while you're doing it because it's hot and electricity. So you have to make a thing to hold the thing. And every time you make a new thing, you have to make a new thing to hold
the thing. And yeah.
There's some hot technical chat in this one.
So these are some sample pieces I've got. Ready?
Oh, I see. Old bits and bats for me to make mistakes on.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm going to have to adjust your axe. No, I've got an enormous head.
You put chalk on.
Try and hold your bead inside the chalk points.
So when you weld, you want to hit both them points.
Really?
I appreciate your Thames Barrier costume. Yes.
That's my chalk line. That's what I have to try and do.
That's a rubbish shot.
We can't even see that.
Chalk line. There, that's not what we're looking at.
So are you just practicing? You just welding?
Yeah. This is. Oh, I spent the whole morning there. Went through a right process of learning different things.
So you're welding along a line that's already connected, just to prove that you can weld.
Yeah. So there's about There's three tack welds.
Oh, right, right.
In there, so it's just a zap at the end and in the middle and at the other end.
And what I like is we both know things about this and they really don't. Yeah. So every time one of us says a word, they go...
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm filling in the gap so that it's actually welded. Right.
So
by
a tack weld, he means it's two bits of metal like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's a little blob.
You just, holding you just
zap the they're just sort of connected just, right now.
You could pick them up and break them apart at
right.
the moment.
And what you're doing is connecting that
just
all together.
Just running it as practice, yeah. Right.
So we try and... I think I like the angle like that.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of in like that.
Yeah, that's right.
And then just try not to tag the back of the clay.
So whenever you're ready.
Okay. Oh,
is that like blowing metal into it then?
So right in the centre of that, the sort of brass end.
Yeah.
So the outside of that is a tube that's feeding argon.
The end of it's like this.
Yeah, and what Matt's finger is...
Keep pushing.
Is
there's a whole reel of metal.
Yeah.
And then metal? That keeps...
It pushes the metal through, melts it, partially melts the surface, and then binds all three together within that argon.
And everything gloms together.
That's it.
And you end up with just all this current running through, and you end up with bonded metal yeah. that is solid as anything.
Looks a bit different to yours.
Yes. For reference, Simon... My first go, my second go.
You can see lots of blobby metal there.
So there's my good one and some crap ones. And...
But that must be so difficult because, just a sec, to have that metal bead going along, that's all the same, I can't think of a better word, I'm sorry, girth, all the way along. So that means you have to hold your hand so steady.
Exactly,
with it,
perfectly, but also
and
moving
move
it along.
And
yeah.
keep it the same
And bearing in mind
on.
At this point I'm doing it two-handed and I get to doing it, having to try and do that one-handed later.
So the slightest shake...
And that's it, you're up off the side or you're touching the workpiece wrongly or... So this is Mig, which they let him get onto. Tig, which I try a couple of hours later... They didn't let him near for 3 years.
Wow.
Just to lower your expectations yep. of what I'm going to achieve
okay.
while throwing sparks.
Right, so we've had a butty break, and now I'm apparently going to learn how to do downhand, which apparently always looks neat. I don't think it will, but here we go.
Exactly the same again. It's making sure yourself dead comfy,
yep.
and then you're just moving that.
Trying to down. Stay in the notch yeah. I wandered off a bit left, didn't
no,
I?
No, fine, look. Like
hey!
Yep.
Me? Not that bad.
Wow.
Hey, good.
That
was
solid. Good. Literally.
Yeah, I was good at downhand. I don't know why. That I got.
That's a weld, son.
Yeah. I think that was all my first go at downhand.
Oh, brilliant.
I mean, the along, I was... They were tacking up extra bits of metal for me to ruin and all sorts, but downhand, some reason, worked yeah. for me.
Generally, you always need a filler rod.
Oh, I
see. And what you have
right.
to do, you feed it between your fingers, because obviously, I generally just... Yeah.
Right, so we're doing the rod feed that the MIG was doing now.
Yes.
Right.
Sometimes I just move my hand. If you can't do that, you can just move it and then write your stuff.
Yeah,
and
then
start
stop
again.
And start again.
Yeah.
Well, given that we're adding a new thing for me to be wrong at, I might just move my hand.
Yeah.
So this isn't doing the auto feed through
nope.
thing. This is
nope,
just
this is me trying to do this with this
things.
Hand and this on this hand, and I've got to not touch the back, the metal, the workpiece. Because the tungsten, which is the bit that's getting hot, will stick.
Oh, my God.
This is the one that's like soldering.
But you've got to be close enough that it melts the filler rod.
Oh, Jesus.
So you're working in that in about that sort of area, one hand doing two jobs.
It's like soldering, but the solder's not allowed to touch the soldering iron.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you're not allowed to touch anything with the soldering iron, and the soldering iron's got a really... Yeah.
Here we
rod.
Go, then. Like a surgeon, this.
Nope.
Everything stuck to it.
Stuck the tungsten about 20 times.
What?
We got to the point where he had to regrind every tungsten in the shop because I'd trashed them all and we had to start again.
Oh, right. That was going to answer my question, is what happens if the tungsten gets stuck?
You take the tip and you put it in an angle grinder, not an angle grinder, a bench grinder, and you sharpen it again like a pencil.
Boy, oh boy.
That is something you won't pick up, I think, in an hour.
No.
It's something you have to just constantly do it.
Yeah, just do it a lot,
well,
make some mistakes.
Well, do it an hour constant, I think.
I assume you're not hiring, then.
Answer the question. Answer the question. Go, no.
Well,
but if I were...
Well, I think that's to the guy who actually owned it. He was in off the back of shot there.
I mean, really, the only response as well, but if I were, you would be my first choice.
Does the fact that you're getting anything out of this when you're trying something so difficult, and they're giving you both different methods that are completely different methods of difficult as well, like...
Well, as I say, we're sort of pressing on by the end to what was 6 or 8 years practice for him.
Yeah.
Far more than his 10,000 hours. But the fact is, I've been able to go, and it's taken it from the position that you two were. Well, not quite, because I've watched enough video.
Yeah.
But it's taken me from there to the point where it's like, well, I could at least get this at home and do it wrong a lot until I do it right, which was what I really wanted.
If you buy yourself a MIG welder,
you
can literally go into a shop and buy one of these. And
I've
considered it before, but the reason I don't is because the danger involved without having someone shown me it beforehand, which is probably, I think the two of us have sat on the sofa watching YouTube videos, drinking cocktails of
and
this
watching
kind of thing.
Men welding.
Sounds like, have you got into wood turning YouTube? That's brilliant. That's very restful. Mm.
I think we need to take him to Machine Mart. He would have
it'd blow his mind. You take me to Machine Mart, your car will be useful. Right, so we've established I'm not going to learn this well in a couple of hours. I've had a tremendous time. I've learnt an awful lot. And now I'm going to ruin some proper material on this incredible jig that's been made to make sure that all of the angle pieces fit together in the right way, which is the service you get when you pay an engineering firm to teach you how to weld rather than just going to a how-to-weld workshop for an hour. Which is fantastic. So I'll leave it rolling, and the battery might die, but you should see me fail at this.
So what you do, get that right at the bottom, but then you make sure it's right at the top, because then you have to shape them after. Now, what I did when I made these, well, earlier, I just put a blob right on the end there.
Right on the end.
Because it can't move, because that's why we've
got the jig in there.
Yep. It's got it. Don't worry, we've got it.
This is a jig that's been built the same as the other side for the legs, but for the square top of this pannier rack that they've done for me. And then there's a whole bunch of shims.
So that can't move.
That drop in and make sure absolutely everything is chopped in place.
I'll do that bit after. What I'd do, I'd have that there like that, turn on and quickly blob.
Just right, okie dokie. I think so.
Look at that. Hey! There you go, you've tacked it up. Right, tack the frame up.
That's so cool.
That's incredible.
I was crap at it.
You were not crap at that. You made a bloody bike rack.
Are the joins that are holding that bit of metal together the ones that you did?
No.
Okay.
Well, that bit of metal, yes.
Okay.
That's on my tool shelf back home.
But it got redone for the pannier rack. But
so
still,
I'll save it because there's one left. I'll save it till the end to break the whole, the fourth wall. But that was me just trying to tack them in place so that we could try and go round the round stainless.
But you were doing the type of welding that was so difficult he wasn't allowed to touch it for 3 years after.
Yes, but all I was doing was going,
stop doing this down.
It took me a couple of goes on some of them, but anyway.
No, you still did brilliantly.
Though it doesn't show, I've learned a tremendous amount. I have to say, huge thanks to Simon and
Gavin,
wherever Gavin's wandered off to, for letting me come down and sacrificing good steel stock to my ineptitude. This has been fantastic. Thank you very, very much.
It's fine, but there is a master plan. It's like a Blue Peter, so there is something we made earlier.
Right. Were you anticipating that would be about this bad?
Well, I think you struggled because it's not something you can pick up straight away, Tig. It's probably the hardest welding application to pick up.
And I was daft enough to say I want to do this because I want things for my bicycle.
Yeah, you need a couple of days, so we made one earlier. Well,
what we've had to skip there for want of camera battery is the very end of these joints, which, if you can't see, is round tube going onto round tube. And it is absolutely perfect and unbelievable. And an awful lot of scrubbing and fettling to produce something absolutely wonderful. I can't believe it. It really interesting to hear, because when the parts are together and you're putting it out, you know it's a set of parts and they're clanging and they're banging. Yeah. And now that is one object, and it's really, really one object. There's just been a little bit of cold setting to get the spacing back up here, and it is strong enough that you can hold it and bend it, and the welds don't move. Well, I thought I couldn't thank you anymore when I stopped and said before, so no, that is
absolutely incredible. I know this isn't your day-to-day business. I know you normally work on bigger industrial stuff, but the quality of it and the envy that it is going to instill by being bespoke and being stainless and being, I don't know, I'm running out of words. And I know a lot of you out there know that that's not very common for me. So thank you again.
No, it's fine. And, enjoyed it. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad it wasn't too too horrible for you.
Woo!
And here's... No, it's already bolted to the bike. I was meant to do another video section and I didn't because the man out back was cutting the lawn when I wanted to do it and then I needed the rack and... But it's on my bike and it goes.
I got this vision. It's really quite heavy though. And your bike's basically doing a wheelie all the time.
Well, A, it's on the front.
The front?
It's not actually a pannier rack. It's a porteur rack.
Of course.
And it probably only weighs about a kilo, actually, because it's thin wall stainless.
I'm just genuinely impressed.
Oh, thank you. I literally didn't make that. It was all them.
But we saw the bits that you did do, and you were doing a skill that is just so hard to do.
Yeah.
And you still did.
And I did have a lovely time.
Your MIG weld looked so neat and perfect.
I'll have to start fixing cars.